Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks, Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSMRI, featured an editorial highlighting breakthrough genetic medicine platform. Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol CLDI, was recently featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting its breakthrough genetic medicine platform. The company's precision genetic medicine platform targets both primary and metastatic cancer tumors using engineered viruses. With global cancer diagnoses projected to reach 35 million annually by 2050, Calliti's approach could address critical unmet needs in cancer treatment. By delivering potent genetic therapies directly to cancer sites, Calliti offers a novel and potentially disruptive solution in the fight against cancer. To learn more about Calliti Biotherapeutics, visit their website at www.callitibio.com. Preclinical study finds a way to reverse symptoms of Parkinson's in mice. University of Sydney researchers have successfully targeted a malfunctioning protein in mice with Parkinson's symptoms, improving motor function. This breakthrough could lead to new treatments for humans. Companies like Clean Inc. NAPCLNN are following this development closely. For more information on Clean Inc. CNN, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts from BioMedWire, text BIOTECH to 888-902-4192. For more details, visit the BioMedWire website for terms of use and disclaimers.
The West is staring at a looming crisis in metals smelting. The West is facing a potential crisis in metals smelting as China restricts the export of rare earth metals and emerges as a global leader in base metals smelting. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. are uncovering new sources of vital minerals. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
New study on NovaVision's NeuroEyeCoach shows significant benefits for patients in home or clinic setting. Vicor Medical, Inc. announced a new study on NovaVision's NeuroEyeCoach training program, showcasing significant benefits for patients in both home and clinic settings. The study, published in Experimental Brain Research, demonstrated substantial improvements in visual search performance and reduction in visual disability. NeuroEyeCoach showed 87% improvements in search time and 80% of patients made fewer errors. The study compared 95 patients using the therapy at home and 31 patients attending a clinic in Verona, showing no significant differences in outcomes between the two settings. The study concluded that NeuroEyeCoach is effective for vision loss rehabilitation in both clinical and home settings, offering low-cost delivery for wide access.
Bonova mouth rinse study demonstrates 17% reduction in inflammatory marker TNF-alpha within 2 minutes. Results from a study conducted at the University of Alabama Capstone College of Nursing show that the Bonova mouth rinse system reduces levels of tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-α, by 17% within just 2 minutes of application. This study, presented by Daniel J. Gibson, Ph.D. at the 2025 Diabetic Limb Salvage Conference, focuses on inflammation and bacterial biofilms. TNF-α is frequently responsible for driving immunological responses such as inflammation, cell damage, and cell death. the Bonova Mouth Rinse System offers fast-acting anti-inflammatory relief without the use of lidocaine, steroids, or prescription medications. Co-founder Bill Kling believes the laboratory study results and anecdotal patient comments are correlated, with users reporting quick pain relief and healing from oral ulcers. Bonova's innovative products are designed to improve quality of life for patients facing a range of conditions, providing fast relief without numbing agents or prescriptions. Water and sanitation access shapes cholera burden in low and middle-income countries. A new study evaluated the impact of water, sanitation, and hygiene on cholera in 89 low and middle-income countries. Certain improved wash facilities showed protective effects against cholera, while unimproved facilities had harmful effects. The Global Task Force on Cholera Control aims to reduce cholera-related deaths by 90% by 2030. Regional disparities in wash access contribute to unequal cholera burden, with sub-Saharan Africa being particularly affected. The study emphasizes the need to increase access to safe wash to effectively prevent and control cholera globally. 6-PPD quinone at environmentally relevant concentrations disrupts citric acid cycle in Caenorrhabditis habditus elegans, role of reduction in acetyl-CoA and pyruvate contents. Researchers from Southeast University in China have discovered that 6-PPD quinone, an environmental contaminant derived from tire antioxidant 6-PPD, disrupts the citric acid cycle in C. elegans at environmentally relevant concentrations. This disruption is due to a reduction in key enzyme gene expressions and intermediate metabolites, such as citric acid and succinate. Exposure to 6-PPDQ also decreased acetyl-CoA and pyruvate contents, crucial for controlling the citric acid cycle. The study found that genes associated with acetyl-CoA and pyruvate synthesis were suppressed by 6-PDQ exposure, leading to mitochondrial dysfunction. Interestingly, sodium pyruvate treatment showed promise in mitigating the toxic effects of 6-PPDQ. These findings shed light on the potential risks of 6-PPDQ exposure and emphasize the need for further research in understanding its implications for both environmental and human health.
Climate change is a local issue, and here's what's happening in every part of Maryland. Climate change is impacting every part of Maryland, from dying oak trees in Montgomery County to ghost forests on the Eastern Shore. Temperatures in the state have risen around 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit since the 20th century, leading to more extreme weather events and flooding. Vulnerable communities, especially on the Eastern Shore and in Baltimore City, are facing the greatest challenges. Saltwater intrusion is killing forests and impacting farmers, while rising sea levels threaten coastal areas. Baltimore City is experiencing urban heat islands and faces risks from rising sea levels and extreme storm events. Southern Maryland is susceptible to flooding and sea level rise, while Central Maryland and Western Maryland are also seeing temperature increases and extreme precipitation events. Despite minimal changes in Western Maryland, flash flooding remains a concern. The state is taking action to mitigate climate change impacts and protect communities and ecosystems. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE, NU, Newegg, positioned to supply critical global silver demand from Bolivia assets. New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on YSE American as NWP and on TSX as Newegg, is positioned to supply critical global silver demand from its assets in Bolivia. The company owns two of the largest undeveloped open-pit silver projects globally, with the flagship Silver Sand Project projected to produce 12 million ounces of silver annually at low costs. The Carangas project could add 6.6 million ounces of silver annually, with over 1 million ounces of gold potential. New Pacific is working through Bolivia's permitting process to unlock the upside potential of its high-quality projects. With global silver demand on the rise, particularly for industrial and renewable energy applications, New Pacific Metals is in a unique position to fill a growing supply gap in the global silver market. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io, we encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.